The WTO Director General Designate moots a common currency for Asia, underlines India's crucial role in the WTO. Director General Designate of the World Trade Organization, Supachai Panit Chapakri, today said that a common stable currency for Asia would add strength to the region's economy. His observations came at the CII-sponsored meet on global partnership in Bangalore today. Supachai, however, admitted that the realization of the goal of such a currency would entail a lot of work.
In due time, I'm sure that this so-called currency area, you have a zone for dollar, you have a zone for euro. In the future, we may be seeing some kind of a zone of currency areas in Asia. This is just an expectation. To realize this will take, of course, a lot of work in that area. And of course, I don't think we can go towards the invention of any new currencies in Asia, but maybe the Japanese yen, for example, could be another currency that could create a zone of stability in Asia.
Supachai said India, by staying in the new round of WTO negotiations, had only helped strengthen the bargaining powers of the developing countries.
The opportunities as being offered by the new work program or the so-called Doha Development Agenda, the so-called new trade round, the Doha Development Round. I think in this new round, in this new work program, it offers the kind of work program that can address some of the past complaints of the developing countries. And that's why I find it very important, and I was pleased that India, as along with other key developing countries, have stayed in the round, have made their stance quite clear, quite explicit, and stay in the round so that through the round they can exert their own influential negotiating positions to convince the whole world that in this new round, when it comes to the final agreement, the substance that would emerge out of the round would be a substance that would weigh in favor of the open countries. We need to open up and disclose more information and to arrange for more officially organized forums so that there would be a consistent dialogue between the Secretariat in Geneva and the representatives of the accredited NGOs.
The Director General Designate admitted the developing countries have not got a fair deal from the earlier rounds. He said entry of China into the WTO would help increase the volume of trade between China and ASEAN countries. Dipankar Chakrabarty, ANI.